happy as Willem Way. Go ahead, brother. Let's remember this. Amen. Brother Matt, will you lead us while we pray, brother?
Thank you.
not revival, say we did. Amen, amen. Sing with me again without any music. Father alone, we know all about it. Father alone, we understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Will you turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6? Verse number 10, Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10. Amen. Appreciate this good crowd out on Wednesday night. Man, what a good crowd. I told Johnny, satellite revival meeting going on. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's exactly what I like. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord comes on the scene and everybody starts to enjoy being in the house of the Lord. Amen. From the front row to the back row, amen. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, the Lord laid this on my heart. This afternoon, we've been having to work this week, literally. Amen, we've got a lot of guys off on vacation, so we've been having to get out there ourselves, amen. And we've been cutting grass and all that for about 8 hours a day, and I'm about wore out. I'm not used to that anymore, amen. So you pray for us. But anyway, you'll be amazed at the sermons you can get cutting that grass. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, reading through verse number 14. Amen. The Bible said, finally, my brethren. Amen. Finally. Listen to what he's saying now. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Look at the verse number 11. The Bible said, on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse number 12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse number 13. The Bible said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand, stand. Look at verse number 14. The Bible says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I want to go back to verse number 13. Will you go back there with me one more time? He said, wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And he stops it right there. Look at verse number 14. The very next sentence, he said, stand therefore. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how. Hi, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move, Jeff. Hi, Lord, out of the way tonight, and I'll be able. Hi, Lord, get over on the holy ground. Hi, Lord, I realized a long time ago. Hi, Lord, I let much the preacher comes on the scene. Hey, Lord, it would be nothing tonight. And hey, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch our body. Hey, Lord, touch our stammering tongue. Hey, Lord, we'll be able to deliver that, God, it needs to be. Hey, delivered tonight, God, I pray. Hey, Lord, we'll be a blessing and a help. Hey, Lord, a long life's way tonight. Hey, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen. And amen. The Bible said in verse number 13, he said, when you've done all these things, stand. And in verse number 14, he said, stand therefore. Amen. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight for just a little while, I never would the Lord be in our helper tonight. It'd be on that. Keep on standing. Amen. Just keep on standing. Amen. Listen, I like that song. It says, I dare to be different in a world of compromise. Amen. He said in the scripture, when you've done all to stand, when you've stood all you can stood, and you stand all you can stand, what do? He said, just keep on standing. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, I ask this question tonight. Have you ever felt like just really just giving up? Amen. Sure we have. Neighbor, tonight, are giving into the change of society. Neighbor, we really have tonight. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you've never come to the place where you felt like just giving up, it's a good sign you've never even stood. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, neighbor, and I thought about that. Jeremiah said in the scripture, listen, he made this very statement. He said, I will not mention his name anymore. He said, I will not do anything else for this man called Christ. Listen, man, what a bold statement. But Jeremiah said, there's just one problem. He said, I've got his word planted within my heart. And he said, and within thy heart there's a fire that burns within my bones. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, I'm still standing on the best thing I ever found tonight, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Neighbor, tonight, listen, I've thought about this so many times. Throughout the scripture, you see, listen, how many people, listen, felt like just hanging their harp upon the will of just turning back. Listen, look at what the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter number 3, and verse number 11. Listen, neighbor, we know everything that Job went through. And the Bible said he was a perfect man. One that eschewed evil. I love God with all of his heart. But look what a statement this man makes, a mighty man of valor in his day. He said, why, listen, did I not? Listen, why died I not? Listen, why died I not from the womb? Listen, boy, ain't that amazing? He said, why didn't I just die at birth? He said, why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Listen, he was just about ready. Neighbor, to hang it up. Amen. Amen. Listen, you ever just made that statement? I'd have been better off if I'd have never been born. That's what Job was feeling in his day. Amen. Listen to things he was facing. Neighbor, tonight. So in other words, tonight, amen, we all go through trials, and we all go through these things. Listen, neighbor, tonight, but we must keep on standing. Amen. I'd stand for Jesus and let the world go by. Amen. Listen, we may be in the world, but we're not of the world. Thank God. Listen, if there's ever been a time, neighbor, we need to make a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's this day and time that we're living in. Listen, he said, I put on the whole armor of God. Listen, that we'd be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Listen, in other words, tonight, his devices. Listen, listen, principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, other than camp around, other tries to hinder us, other tries to bind us, other tries to discourage us. Listen, try to to feed us. He said, listen, another words tonight, when the enemy is raging and you're tossed in the fire, just keep on standing tonight. That's what he said. He said, just keep on standing. Amen. Just keep on standing. Thank God. I'm glad I read the back of the book. I know who wins. Amen. I'm a winner either way. Amen. Whether I go or whether I stay. Amen. I just keep on standing tonight. I listen, there were three things tonight that we'll look at on this subject about keep on standing. Amen. Amen. Standing for the Lord. I listen, neighbor, tonight, number one, how to keep on standing. And neighbor, and I believe we need to do this tonight. No time to compromise. No time to raise a white flag of surrender. No time to back up. Listen, amen. Did you ever notice he talk about the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation? Amen. You ever noticed he didn't have no back armor on? Amen. Amen. You know why is that? Because he always went forward. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, you may be in the worst fight of your life. Amen. But I'm just telling you, in the midst of that, I just keep standing tonight. Just got to stand. Listen, three things tonight that we look at about just keep on standing. Keep on standing. Number one tonight, I believe we've got to keep standing for the truth. Amen. I believe we've got to keep on standing for the truth. We're living in a world of compromise tonight. I listen every night. They say, well, times is changing. Things is changing. I listen every night. But we better read the scripture. The Bible said he changes not. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, we need to be like Jeremiah. And allow the fire burn within our bones and just stand for the truth. And the Bible said, the truth, it'll set you free tonight. Just stand for the truth. I've always told people, if you tell the truth all the time, you ain't even got to remember what you said. Ain't that good? Amen tonight. Listen, stand for the truth. Listen, what is the truth tonight? The truth is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, neighbor. And what did he say over there, Brother Cecil? He said, I come in the volume of a book. I come in the volume of a book. Matter of fact, tonight, he said, let everything else be a what? Be a liar. And him the truth. Amen. I listen, neighbor, tonight. The world wants us to compromise against this. They say, well, we can't go by that anymore. I listen, I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. I listen, what was good 50 years ago is still good today. And listen, I've got news for you. The gospel that was preached by people like D.L. Moody and Charles Spurgeon and them old saints of God. I listen, and some of them even lost their lives. I'm telling you, it's still the gospel today. I listen, and he said, in a world of compromise, just give them the truth tonight. Just give them the truth. Amen. I've had people I've had people say, well, I just can't come over there. He preaches on hell. Amen. Had you rather me preach on hell and you go to heaven than me not preach on it and you die and go to hell? Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, neighbor. Hey, we need the truth. Listen, I don't need just some 65 preacher. I'm telling my grandkids just any old way I do. I need somebody that's going to stand and say, hey, this is what thus said the word of God tonight. We need the gospel. I preach to us just like we are. Tonight. We need to stand for the truth. We need to stand for the truth, and the truth is the gospel tonight. Amen. He said, I come in the volume of a book. The world tonight is being compromised. Amen. The world is being compromised. Are we not? But listen at this. When we compromise the word, when we compromise the word of God, Brother Lonnie, this is what happens. When we compromise the word of God, It contaminates the body of Christ. You realize that tonight? It contaminates the body of Christ. The Bible said, my spirit shall not dwell in an unclean temple.
Listen, when Jonah got on the ship to flee to Tarshish, he knew what was going on. That ship began to toss to and fro. The storm began to rage. He had contaminated it at the cause of sin. And I believe that's the reason a lot of people today are not enjoying their salvation. The Spirit's not flowing. People not being saved. And the church not added to. It's because we've contaminated the truth. We've tried to make wrong look right. Yeah. Amen. We've tried to make wrong look right. Look at just your TV programs now. Yeah. Amen. How far have we got from Andy Griffin? Amen. That's my favorite show. Amen. How far? Now this is what we got. My two dads. Ain't that a shame and disgrace and abomination before God? Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you the truth tonight. And I'm telling you, when we come, listen, so it's a way we got to back off that. We can't preach against sin. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Like my daddy used to say, when it comes a day that we cannot preach against sin, we might well get up under a pine tree somewhere and preach to the world that they may hear us tonight. Yeah. Amen. We've compromised the truth. Amen. Amen. We've compromised the truth for these things right here. We've compromised the truth to sometimes keep peace down. You know what? Yeah. People say, oh, well, just don't say nothing about it. It just caused trouble. Amen. We compromise the truth, amen, to try to keep peace. That's not right according to the gospel. Amen. We compromise the truth, amen, to get big numbers. We see churches do it all across America. Amen. Since I've been here, I had a lady join, and her and her husband was not married and just living together, and they came to me and she wanted to join the church. And I told her, I said, ma'am, we can't take you in like that. You have to, you know, you got to get that worked out. Now we love the sinner, but we don't love the sin. But I told her, I said, let's get that worked out first. She said, do you have a problem with that? I said, yes, I sure do. I listened. She said, well, the church we was going to somewhere else, they didn't have a problem with it. I'm telling you, that's what's wrong in society today. We've compromised in order to try to keep everybody happy. Amen. Listen, I've got news for you. There's been several times I went to the house of God. I did not leave happy. Amen. I listened. You know why? Because that preacher, Brother Don, he got in my playhouse. He knew where I was. He knew where I was living. I listened, Brother Hal. I got under the old-fashioned conviction. I came to the altar and I said, hey, it's not my brother. It's not my sister, but it's me. Oh, Lord, I just stand in need of forgiveness tonight. I'm telling you, if there's ever been a time, it's in 2019, we need to stand for the truth. It's just the same time we're living in. Amen. The truth that sets you free. The truth that sets you free. Amen. Listen, every day, it's about to get to the point that I can't even marry people anymore. Amen. I'm about to reach to the point in my ministry that I no longer do weddings. Amen. You know why? Because, listen, if I say I no longer do them, if I do them and there's two men come or two women come or this or that comes and I don't do it, you know what's going to happen? They'll sue me. So it's getting to the point now where a man of God says, you know what, I just don't do them. I just don't do them because I'm going to stand for what's right. I'm going to stand for what's right. Hey, man, listen, the gospel tonight is either going to stand for you or it's going to stand against you. Amen. It really will tonight. Amen. I know you didn't come on Wednesday night to get this, but you know what? He gave it to me, so I'm giving it to somebody. Amen. Standing. Keep on standing. In a world of compromise, we just got to keep standing. Amen. Hey, listen. He said, where there's two or three gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst on it. I don't see any word in the Word of God that we need to compromise. Amen. Amen. Compromise. Compromise leads to contamination. It leads to contamination. Amen. Now here downtown at Rockmart, if you go in that water plant, that water looks so crystal and clear, and that's what's fixing to come through that pipeline. And that pipeline, if you live in the city, I listen, how many of you live in the city and drink city water? Amen. Boy, it tastes pretty good, don't it? Amen. But if I told you tonight I dumped a gallon of antifreeze in there today, it kind of worry you, wouldn't? Amen. 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 It means that water's been contaminated. I listen every night. That's why you get them advisories every once in a while. You ever get them advisories, Brother Don, that says you got to boil the water? Ain't that aggravating? You got to boil the water. That means something's got in the line and it's contaminated. Sometimes that's the way the body of Christ is tonight. I listen, neighbor. I see invaded the camp and it's contaminated things, and we need to just shut it down and come to Calvary and say, Lord, you have mercy on us. I cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, that we'll be able to do nothing God would have us to do tonight. Amen. He said to just keep on standing. Keep on standing. I know preaching like I do and these other preachers do, it's not popular anymore. Probably this will be the last church I ever pastor. Nobody else wants it anymore. Amen. I hope you want it a few more years. Amen. But we just got to keep on standing, and we need to keep on standing out for the truth. And the truth is the Word of God. You know what's amazing to me? Another thing, too. I've seen people that stood on the Word of God, but when it was something that was about their life, they wanted to change the Word to kind of pacify their life. That's not the way that happens. We got to change our life to go with the Word of God. I listen every night. That's what he said. He's saying here, put on the whole armor of God. When you stand, therefore, verse number 14, he said, stand. Stand. Stand for what? Stand for the truth. Stand for the truth. If we'll stand for Jesus, he'll stand for you. We got to stand for the truth tonight. Amen. Listen, number two, not only we got to keep standing for the truth tonight, but you know something? We got to keep getting up. We got to keep getting up. Amen. Like I said before, I asked that question, if you've ever been knocked down. Sure we have. Hey, there's been many a times in my life that I've been knocked down. I said it a while ago. If you've never been knocked down, you've never stood. Amen. There's going to be somebody somewhere that's going to knock you down a notch or two every once in a while. They're going to throw a bucket of cold water on your flame just to put you out. There's times that we've got knocked down in our life. There's times that we've allowed sin to knock us down. Neighbor, but this is the point that we got to make tonight. We can't stay down. We got to get back up and get in the battle for the Lord Jesus Christ and be about the Father's business. I'm doing that to be pleasing unto him tonight. You got to keep getting up. You got to keep getting up. There's many great things. There's many great things tonight that has not been accomplished because people have quit. People have quit. They've got knocked down and they just quit. Amen. But you know what we ought to do tonight, Brother Don? We need to just drive our stakes down just a little bit deeper. Drive our stakes down just a little bit deeper. Put that root down around that rock. Amen. At Rock of Ages tonight, and when the winds comes and the storms come, neighbor, I may stumble, I may fall. One thing about it. I remember when we was just little bitty kids, used to have that Stretch Armstrong. You remember him? Some of y'all needed to have a child life. Amen. You could take that Stretch Armstrong, Brother Gary, and I get one of them, just pull that. But if you let it go, it go back. That's the way us Christians are tonight. We're like an evergreen tree that's been planted. Amen. She may bend way over in the midst of the storms. She may stand the test of time. But I'm telling you tonight, just keep on. Get back up. Get in the fight. There's no time to quit. There's no time to slow down. He said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. Let's run that race. Let us run the race. You got to keep on keeping on. Amen, Brother Robbie. We got to keep standing. I keep getting up. Amen. I've been knocked down by the best of them. But I've had to get back up. Amen. Look at what the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse number 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse number 15. Look at what he said. I'm talking about tonight. You got to keep on standing. You got to keep on standing. Look at what he said. He said, behold, 2 Chronicles, I get it right, 20 and 15. He said, hearken, ye all Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the old King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor not but dismayed by reason of this great multitude. Listen to what he says right here now. Amen. The enemy's coming. The enemy's raging. Like surely they were going to come on and get you. Sometimes you can't see the top of the mountain from the lowest valley. But he said, you got to remember this tonight. He said, for the battle is not yours. Amen. I thank God tonight. He said, the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I've won the war already. I might lose a battle or two, but I'm glad I won the war. I listen, see, the day I got saved, I just gave it to him. Amen. He's the motor maker of what I need to be tonight. In other words, tonight when the enemy rages and they've knocked you down, you just got to get back up. You got to keep getting back up. Amen. You got to keep getting up for the honor and glory of Christ tonight. No matter what we go through, no matter what we face, we got to keep fighting. We got to keep fighting. Amen. Number one tonight, we got to keep standing. Sometimes, Ricky, when we stand for the truth, you have to stand alone. I've been there. When you try to stand for the truth and you look around and it's not a popular. Sometimes the truth is not popular. Amen. Sometimes, Sister Patricia, the truth, you don't fit in. But the truth will always prevail. And the truth will always set you free tonight. Amen. We got to keep standing for the truth. And then when we get knocked down, don't stay down. Don't stay down. We all going to get there a time or two or more than that, a half a dozen times in our life. But he tells us to get back up. Get back up. What a statement Jeremiah had done. Say, Jeremiah said, I'm not breathing his name anymore. I'm not mentioning him anymore. But he said, I just can't. I just can't. There's something, listen, there's a fire burning within me. Amen. It's like having a heap of coals out there on a fire pit. Listen, neighbor, and you, me out there trying to put it out, and Garrett on the other side, and he's got some gasoline, and he keeps putting it on it. That fire ain't going to go out. Listen, every night, sometimes all you may see is a sparkle under there, but when that great wind of the Holy Spirit comes by, that flame's going to burn. Amen? I'm telling you tonight, if the devil knocks you down, don't you stay down. Just get back up for the honor and glory of God, and just keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling. Listen, no matter what the world says, no matter what the world does, he said when you stood all you could stand for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Stand. A lot of you's probably been through Rockmart, I guess where I work and at least the work's at. What is today? Wednesday, yeah. I forgot what day was. How many of you went by there? And you see that lady standing out there with that sign. Don, I have absolutely seen her. Now, I might not agree with everything she says, and we probably don't see eye to eye to everything. But I'm telling you what, she's believing in what she believes in. I've seen her out there, and it be pouring down rain. I've seen her out there with tornado warnings. I've seen her out there, and there be snow on the ground. And you know what that tells me? She's faithful to the cause. She's faithful to the cause. See, there's a lot of people tonight that are faithful to the cause as long as they got the majority. Amen. As long as they're on the mountain, everybody's behind them and everybody's supporting them, man, they can do it. But listen, sometimes in this life, we need to stand, even if we have to stand alone, and we stand for the truth tonight. Listen, every night he said, when you stood all you could stood, to keep standing. Keep standing. We got to keep standing for the truth. Number two, when we get knocked down, you got to get back up. You got to get back up. There's too many tonight, listen, that have got names on our church roll tonight. And I believe they're saved, and I really believe that. But I believe they've been knocked down by something or this or that. Amen. We need them to get back up. We need to get them back up, amen, and get them back in the battlefield. Get them back praying. Get them back worshiping. Get them back participating tonight. Listen, that's what we need tonight. We need an old-fashioned revival. Not in the lost and dying world, but we need a revival of Christian folks. Amen. We need a revival. Well, hey, listen, don't let it start in the pew, but let it start in the pulpit. It says, Lord, stir within me that fire. Let me feel that flame. I'm burning from breast to breast. I don't know about you, but I'm like what that one writer said, hey, if he don't want it, just give me a double portion of it. Man, I listen, it's like going to the Brewster's ice cream stand. They say, look at me and say, you want one scoop or two? I say, I'll take three. Amen. That's the way I am. I'm with the Spirit of God. I want more and more of it. Amen. It's more, more, more about Jesus. More of Him every day in our life. Stand. When we stood all we can stand. We've got to stand. We've got to stand for the truth. We've got to keep getting up. Then number three. This is one thing we got to do tonight. We got to keep learning. We got to keep learning. You know, there's a lot of people tonight, they think they know everything. Have you ever seen people like that? They think they know everything tonight. But in order to keep standing tonight, we got to be willing to realize that we don't know everything, that we got to keep learning. I heard about a little boy one time, and I was reading about him, and he had bought him a pair of ice skates. And he was wanting to learn how to ice skate. And Brother Dennis, he kept falling. He kept falling. And he skated. He'd get up and fall. And he absolutely was bleeding. And so another gentleman come over to him. And listen, he said, son, why don't you just quit? And the little boy looked at him and said, sir, I didn't buy these ice skates to learn how to quit. He said, I bought them to learn how to skate. Amen. Listen, that's what we got to do tonight. We got to learn to just keep on getting up, keep on trucking on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, if the whole world says they don't want old-time religion anymore, let's let 191 Clarkwood Road up here on this hill for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth, I don't care if we're different from anybody else tonight. I'd rather go home and feel what I feel and know that it's real. Yeah. Wow. Amen. Than go anywhere that would compromise the Word of God. See, when we compromise the Word of God, what does it do? It contaminates. It contaminates. Amen. Listen, it's just like this right here, bottle of water tonight. I have not opened it. But if I open this bottle of water tonight, one thing, it makes you want some. I can tell. Everybody's going. But I told Brother Ricky, I said, Brother Ricky, walk down there to that pond. Fill that water back up. You ain't got to. But I said, fill that water back up. You know what? That has become contaminated. Yeah. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight that are saved, but they've become contaminated because they've allowed sin to come into their life. Yeah. And until that sin is washed away, cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, we cannot have fellowship with Him. Amen. He never has looked on sin, never will look on sin. Sin is as dark as it can be tonight. Amen. We dare to be different. Amen. We got to keep on standing, Brother Robert. Amen. We got to keep learning. We got to keep learning. Amen. Keep, listen. Listen, run together. Listen, neighbor, tonight for the race, for the honor and glory of God. Amen. We got to keep learning. Keep learning. That's why Sunday school is important. I need to learn more about Jesus. Somebody said, well, preacher, I just don't need Sunday school. I don't know all they are. Good. You know what? You're going to be our next teacher. Amen. If you know everything, well, I'm sure we'd like to set up under you. Amen. And hear you teach. Amen. I listen. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need all these other things that's the outreach of the church. Why, preacher? Because we can keep learning. We can keep learning. Amen. I seen Brother Johnny today, and we bought a very, very expensive piece of equipment. Things are about $75,000, brand new. And it's a great big old reel mower. I've never had a reel mower. Only reel mower, when I thought of reel mower, you know what I thought, Brother Dennis? I thought those days that you pushed and it just had those little reels in it and done that. But anyway, that thing in last Friday, so I wanted to try it out. And so I got on that thing today, and I got out there, Brother Matt, and I really don't know a whole lot about that thing. And I was crying, and it was making some kind of noise, Brother C. So I don't know what that noise. If you could come by and look at it tomorrow, I won't tell them. But that thing making a noise, and then I go into the grass and go. So I seen Brother Johnny come by, and I knew where he was going. He was going to eat. I didn't want him to see me not knowing what I'm doing. I got off of it and rode around, and I seen him leave. I went back and got out and got back. But you know what, Brother Don? We spent $75,000 on that thing. We better learn how to use it. We better learn how to use it. Amen. We're always learning. For what? For the advancement of the kingdom. That's just like somebody, listen, that's why my way is not always the right way. Amen. My way is not always the right way. My way is not always the wrong way. And that's why, I may ask Brother Johnny, Johnny, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? Because he's older than I am. With age comes wisdom. He's a lot more smarter than I am. Amen. That's why we have to ask one another. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. You listen. If you got a better way of doing it, tell me. Share it with me. Learning. That's what it's all about. Listen, I'm 52 years old, been pastoring almost. This coming up December will be 30 years that I've been pastoring churches. It's not my first rodeo, but you know what? Every Sunday morning I learn something new. And believe me, I'm seeing things now I thought I'd never see. Amen. You're handling things different. Things are coming your way. We're always learning. So when we stood up, we could have stood. Keep learning. Keep learning. Don't allow whatever trap got you today to be the same trap that gets you tomorrow. Amen. Don't let it be the same trap that gets you tomorrow. Learning. Learning, pressing on. Amen. That's what he's saying here, and I'm fixing to close. Brother Robbie, go ahead and be getting it ready. Keep on standing. I can't compromise the Word of God. I can't. This church has never asked me to. I believe if I did, you'd ask me to leave. I would hope you would. But we stand for what the Word of God says. Amen. Somebody asked me one time, they were considering joining. They said, what do y'all stand for? I said, that 366 books right there, from Genesis to Revelation, that's our bylaws. That's what the Word of God says. If it's for it, we're for it. If it's against it, we're against it. Amen. That's the Word of God. We got to stand for the Word of God. Let me ask you this. And I know, I don't understand why we have this message for that, backbone of the church. But if we could take out something, Sister Jeanette, what part do you want to take out? What part do you want to take out? Gary'd say, you know what? I really don't like Matthew. It's got to go. Brother Ricky says, well, you know what? I don't like that book of Acts. You know how they acted on the day of Pentecost and all that? I don't like it. Get that out of here. Well, I don't know about that book of Revelation. Let's take it out. Well, I don't know about Timothy and Titus and all them either. Let's just take them out. So if we was going to compromise on the Word of God, what part do you want to compromise? But here's the kick to it. If we're compromised on any of it, you might well compromise on all of it. Because once we've done that, you've what? Contaminated it. Contamination has set in. And that's the reason you see a lot of churches, Brother Dennis, slowly dying. Listen, look at what we got on Wednesday night. Man, great crowd. Amen. All of his butts went to Six Flags tonight, but we got a good crowd over here. Amen. Got a good crowd tonight. You know how many churches don't run this many on Sunday morning? They don't run that many on Sunday morning. How many of them's closing the doors? Amen. You know how it happened? Contamination. They started watering down the Word of God. What sin was no longer a sin. And then that's the reason that revival never took place. But I'm saying tonight, Brother Allen, as a church body tonight, let's just keep standing. Let's just keep standing. standing on the promises of God. And you'll come out a winner. I promise you tonight. Let us stand together. Will you come and play for us? Amen. As we get ready for the altar call tonight, the Lord spoke to your heart. This is what he laid on my heart today. Just keep standing. Even when things don't go your way, just keep standing. Keep standing. The B-I-B-L-E, that's in the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E, just keep standing. It will work. Amen. What's that? What about it tonight? I'm going to stand for Jesus.